Phoenix Audiobooks presents
Prime Witness by Steve Martini. They are the birds of darkness in noiseless flight, fierce and savage. On the dead fly, the great horned owl can pick the eye from your head in the pitch black of a moonless night. It will take only 3 more nights to finish the job for which he's been paid nearly a year's salary. Though the risks are high, it is the easiest money he's ever made. He parks his car in the trees a half mile down the road. He takes Harvey from his cage, loosens the leather traces, and removes the hood from the bird's massive beaked head. He holds his arm straight, gloved fist elevated a bit, and sweeps it forward, the signal for the bird to take to the air. He watches as Harvey disappears into the shadows of the trees and the moonlit sky above. He hears the telltale ruffle of folded wings, the only sound of flight Harvey ever makes. It is the sign that the bird has landed, 90 feet above, in the massive madrone on the makeshift perch. This place, high in the trees, will give the bird a better angle of attack. He picked this place from an old plat map of the property gotten from the county recorder's office. It was best not to ask the owner for too much help. The less he knew, the better, for both of them. He climbs effortlessly through the branches of the blood-red madrone, 10 feet up, 20. In 4 minutes, hardly winded, he is up on the platform next to Harvey. The bird is perched on a limb a few feet away.